That's the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Take it. Stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Merry Christmas! You got a stroke!
Kyle Mack. Mickey.
You can go deaf by 30.
And Lazy E.
Elf! The nicer way to say midget migrant worker.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We're back. We just want to entertain you. Put your ears right to the speaker. Let's kick this show off right.
Listeners, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Hey, we're right here for you. A freak accident is back on the air. Here's the stuff we missed.
You're not 2 weeks off.
Dead celebrities.
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 There must have been like 10. George Michael.
Jaja.
Carrie Fisher.
Pete Miser.
They're all gone and dead.
Then we had
Christmas time.
Yeah.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Even had Kwanzaa too.
Whoop whoop.
Don't you forget Rogue One came out.
Had a self-driving car too.
What? Two. We're coming back with all new content.
Keep up.
Here we go now. Come on, listeners. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Hey, we're right here for you. A freak accident is back on the air. Let's kick it off right now.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Is it over yet?
That is crazy. What do you mean, is it over yet?
Aye,
that's one of the best things I've ever heard in all my days.
Isn't that great?
We're back on the air.
You know what? Every time I think I can't love you more, I find out I'm wrong.
I bring the love.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Freak Accident. It feels like every time we take off the end of the year, like even in historically when we've done that on podcasts in the past, it seems like a lot longer than just 2 weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels like a month.
Yeah, it feels like a long, long time. And I don't know why, but every time so much stuff happens in the interim that, I mean, I'm thrilled to be back. You know, now that we be back, we're on top of things. We're here to deliver the content to you. Hope you had a great Christmas. Hope you had a great New Year. We are thrilled to ring in 2017 with not just our first new episode of the new year, but also our 1 year anniversary episode as well.
We're almost a toddler.
Yeah. Yeah. We still are not old enough to do anything.
We can maybe say a word.
Yeah, maybe. Although me, yeah, that's just me at almost 30 at this point. I can barely speak.
We're still working on that.
Yeah, and it's a freak accident. Of course, my name is Crisco. I am the host. I'm joined by Lazy E.
Oh, the mix master. That's what you're going to call me from now on.
And we've got to, he's back after, dude, we haven't heard from you in literally a month. Kyle Mack.
Hi, everyone.
I like the subtle reintroduction there. And Mickey's here, too. Hi, Mickey.
I'm so glad that Kyle got new headphones.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, those old-looking clunky things with the tissue paper that you had wrapped around the earmuffs.
It was like gaff tape holding everything to my brain.
Yeah.
The funny part was I can only hear half of what you were saying all the time, so I was just guessing what was happening in the room. So if it sounded okay, whatever.
That explains a lot of our interaction with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the last couple months.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm thrilled to have you here, though, Kyle. I'm glad you were able to make it this week because, you know, on those 2 weeks off.
Yeah, you wouldn't exist.
When we did the best of, like, you were not even a thing.
I heard that. Yeah, it was like I wasn't even thought of.
You weren't a twinkle in the listener's eye during those 2 weeks. So anybody who's come on these last 2 weeks are like, the hell's this Joker guy?
You see, those 2 weeks of best of, that's when we were really good.
Yeah.
Now we have Kyle.
Right.
So if we played this when everybody's off, it'd be like an okay episode. Right? Not even.
Maybe.
It'd be like an episode. It's filler.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's a thing that exists on the internet. It's,
Mickey, it isn't you this time.
I know.
Be happy.
Okay, I'm partially happy.
It's so difficult to make her happy. You notice that?
Poor murderer.
God bless you, murderer. Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't know how he does it. What's his secret? Is he a good cook? It's the jokes, isn't it?
Yes, it's the jokes.
He's got good jokes, that guy.
He's on par with me.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Ooh, think about that.
Unfortunately? That's a gift from God.
I don't want to think about that, no.
Our website is afreakaccident.com. And you can subscribe on iTunes and on Google Play Music and all over the place. I shouldn't even have to say you subscribe on iTunes because you did that already in the song.
Yeah, that took care of it.
And don't forget, you can send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Man, I'm just... It's weird, though. You know, 2 weeks off, there's a lot of pent-up energy in the room because, I mean, at least for me and Lazy E. Kyle is kind of wistfully looking off into the distance at I don't know what.
I feel bad. I feel terrible.
Why?
Because it's our anniversary. I didn't get you guys anything. No. I didn't, like, not even a vacuum. Nothing.
Come on. 1 year is the, what is it, paper?
I think it's paper.
Is it paper? I'll give you a dollar.
Give me a piece of paper.
Oh.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I got something you didn't.
I'm getting lucky. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Dollar bill, y'all.
I say there's a lot of energy in the room, and that just kind of sucked it all right out of me, that instance right there. But, it's always great to come back after a break because we're kind of, tearing at the seams a little bit. You know, we got to get something on the mic.
Well, you're tearing at the seams because according to your shirt, you hit the gym.
I do. I hit the gym.
Now, for everybody who can't see this, obviously.
I'll post it on Instagram. This will be our Instagram picture.
It's a weight bar bent, and it says, hit the gym. You're so cool.
I work out a lot.
I pee a lot. I don't have a shirt that says pee. In the toilet.
You should.
You should make one now. Hit Cafe Press or whatever tonight. It's got to be a yellow shirt. Like white letters just says pee.
Mine's going to say mega and then show it in like a really long colon.
Get Mickey a shirt that just says no.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or one of the things, like, I think of all the things, Mickey, that you said, and we'll get more into this during the anniversary segment, of all the things that you say on the show, all the things, that the few that there are,
yeah.
It's like one of them is, nope.
Yes.
That's her regular go-to.
And sure.
And sure, yes.
Yeah, sure. Nope.
I like my answers. They work well for me.
You know what? We'll get her a shirt. On the front, it'll say sure, and on the back, it'll say nope. Maybe realize when the day finally comes for us to produce merchandise, you know, assuming anybody wants to buy anything having to do with this show, we'll definitely, that'll be your shirt, the Mickey shirt.
I'll be okay with that.
And there's another one. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Classic Mickey.
How does it feel to be representing women? Like, you represent women everywhere on this show, and it's kind of like, meh.
You're the voice of all womankind.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most men appreciate that.
Oh. Well, you're putting words into our mouth. I don't like that.
That's you're sexist. Not disagreeing.
No. You actually take a lot of heat off of us, which is good.
Uh-huh.
Lazy E, did you get a haircut?
I did.
It looks great.
And
yeah, and I noticed that he looks like really well put together. Last time I saw him, he was kind of disheveled, you know, when he came here.
The beard was like hanging down.
Yeah, you looked like a Bray Wyatt kind of dude, you know, you were kind of wild-eyed, you know, than it was the holidays in radio, so.
It looks like came out of the dumpster.
Button-up shirt on, too. I think the last time I saw you, you had a shirt on that said ketchup or something.
It's a whole new me.
Yeah.
It says, I love ketchup. That's what it said. So, suck it.
Well, you know, since we've been gone, there was
since
a...
Can it be for the first time?
Since we've been gone, there was a holiday or two or three or many more, depending on, I don't know.
Your little diversity.
Do people celebrate the solstice?
Yes.
Do they? Is that like the pagan thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so happy solstice, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Merry Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas, of course. Now, we all celebrate Christmas here, right? So, for the sake of Kyle doesn't celebrate Christmas.
No.
You don't?
Well, I want to celebrate it. It just doesn't happen. Like, I don't have a tree. I'm getting depressed now.
You're like that freaking kid in the Polar Express.
Christmas just never works out for me.
No, it's funny. We have this little, it's like a fake tree. It's about yay big, so about 2 feet tall. It's made of glass or whatever, and I tried to put an ornament on it the other night because I was sad and like drunk, and I broke it. So I have nothing. We got nothing. We have nothing. We have nothing.
Did you at least get gifts from anybody this year?
I got...
All right, well,
you
wait,
got headphones.
Wait, hold on. We'll get into that, okay? Cool. But anyway, we all celebrate Christmas, right? There's no Kwanzas in here or anything.
No.
For the sake of, yeah, so holidays, happy holidays, whatever. For the sake of this, I give you the Christmas rap.
Rap, rap, the Christmas rap.
Yeah, it's a pretty catchy tune.
This will never get old. It's
no.
So stupid and lame, but I love it. I love it to pieces. So it's our Christmas wrap-up!
Yeah.
So how was everybody's Christmas? Everybody here on a freak accident? Was it good?
I unwrapped a cold that just wreaked havoc on me. Still does.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I got a gift for you too.
Stay over there.
Yeah, it's called infection.
Did you get anything cool this year? Like, what was? All right, let's do this. What was the best, coolest gift that you got?
I got two shirts. One was a Mew Cat with He-Man on it. That was fun. And then I got one that said "Never Forget" and it had Harambe on it.
Oh!
Best gift ever.
The Christmas
Kyle, what did you get? What was a cool gift you got?
I got some shirts from my girl. She is my whole world.
All right, Busta.
She gave me a gift card for PlayStation. So that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got that. I have that VR thing now, so I got a couple games for that.
Oh. Yeah. Did you get the VR for Christmas?
No. I actually, I DJ, and I sold my truck to get the VR.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So now I can, like, virtual reality, like, pretend that I'm making money, because there's a game. It's a job simulator, so, you know, I'm a virtual reality, like, hero.
My head just exploded.
I've got to invest. What? I've been unemployed for, what, months now?
You could just get a job and live it.
No.
Because it's better in virtual reality.
Well, yeah, because I don't have to leave my living room, right? It looks so real. I mean, it's like this, but inside there. And I can just turn it off whenever I want.
You could also quit a job.
Merry Christmas.
Rap, rap, the Christmas rap.
Mickey, what'd you get? What was a cool gift you got?
Well, we only got one gift because we're trying to cut down on the whole gift-giving thing and just, like, enjoying family. But we got a pot rack. Because we desperately needed one before we broke our stove.
You druggie. You need a whole rack for
that? That's not legal yet in this state. Yet.
Maybe I have an ID somewhere else.
Oh, here comes Mickey. El Chapo.
Yeah, El Chapo hooked her up with her Colorado ID, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, happy pot rack. If I had to pick one gift out of all the gifts that I got this year, that I thought was the coolest.
Is it the Hit the Gym shirt?
It is not. It might be my second favorite, though. My first favorite, though, was I got the Ultimate Collector's Edition of the Iron Giant. Did you ever see that movie?
I've never seen it.
That might be totally lame to some people. I don't care. Iron Giant is one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a cartoon.
I was going to say, isn't it a kid's movie?
It is. It's, okay. Well, it's a kid's movie. It's an animated feature.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's like... Honestly, it is the perfect movie. Like, you cannot make a better movie than this movie. It's one of my all-time favorites, and this one has, like, a hardcover book that came with it with, like, concept art, and, like, there's, like, a letter from the director.
Oh, that's
in there.
Cool.
It's got, like, a miniature, like, Iron Giant figurine, and it's got the movie has been reproduced on Blu-ray. So it's the Blu-ray edition of the movie, too. So there's only 15,000 were made, and I have one.
You know, this doesn't have to do with Christmas, but over Christmas, I did watch this thing. It was a compilation of videos. Someone posted it online. It said the 15 saddest movie endings.
Iron Giant was one of them, wasn't it?
Iron Giant was in there.
Yep.
But then they showed the one, My Girl, you know, Macaulay Culkin gets stung and he's dead. And then they show that one, it's called, like, Lost Pieces or whatever. It's about that girl who goes to the afterlife recently. It recently came out. And they're
Lovely Bones?
Yeah, that's it. And she's helping the mother find and the father find the murderer. And then number one was Toy Story 3. I'm like, sad, but...
Well, that's our Christmas wrap.
Rap, rap, the Christmas rap.
I'm glad everybody had such a good Christmas.
Except Kyle.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anything crazy? Like, they're just like, what is this?
Not really. Not this year, anyway.
My mother got me a, it's a Ninja Turtles. It's Leonardo. It's a onesie. Like pajamas.
I saw the picture.
They were cool. I mean, they were just so warm. It's, I can't wear it because I sweat too much.
Kyle's three.
On the show today, we're going to be celebrating our one-year anniversary in operation. We've got a report from CES 2017, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is going on
right now.
We've got a viral video about animal adoptions that is sweeping the internet by storm. We've even got an interview with the mind behind it.
Ooh.
Yay, kitties and puppies.
We've got to, well, we have to talk about Mariah Carey because...
She's terrible.
And football. All on this way or all on the way. All right, I screwed up already. Happy 2017. It's a freak accident.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, when to fold 'em, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just drop the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Folks, it's been 1 year.
Can't believe it.
It's been a wild ride. Kyle, it's only been like half a year, right?
No, not even. God. It's been like a week.
A week?
Since you joined the show?
Well, yeah, give or take. I mean, because, well, we have some best ofs that don't exist in. So, I mean, I was here one time we did a debate, and that was it. Here I am. So, happy anniversary to you guys. Great show.
And you too. This is your show. You're on this.
Well, give me something then.
Give him his paper.
Oh, no.
Here's your paper.
Here you go. Paper anniversary.
Thank you.
No, shut up.
No, I don't have anything.
So, I mean, I can't believe, honestly, like this was one of the fastest years of my life. Like, it went by so quick.
Especially in terms with this show.
Yeah.
We were talking about.
Yeah,
we're gonna
get into braggadocio a little bit. You'll be fine, listener. Okay, just bear with us.
But no, we always talk about a year. Can you imagine when we're gonna be done with a year? How's this show going to be? And well, here we are.
Yeah, I mean the thing is, like, we're still learning. There's still things that we're developing. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's just, I love how far we've come. You know, like, yeah. we've seen download numbers like beyond anything that we could have ever imagined when we started this thing a year ago.
We went in, for anyone, a long time listener, from a show that we did that we saw.
Because you got to remember, like, we've done other podcasts in the past. Lazy E and I have done a couple.
Yeah.
Lazy E, I, and Mickey have done one together before this one. And Kyle, this is your first one with us. But I mean, coming out of that. Like, because it was weird because, like, you know, that was the most successful one that we'd done up until then. And, like, you know, we had people who liked the show and everything else, but it's just, it got to the point where it wasn't going any further. Like, we'd hit a ceiling, and Lazy E and I did a lot of talking, and we figured out what we think the problem was, and so we set out to course correct it by basically reinventing the show as this show, as a freak accident. Which is basically how everything got started.
Well, I think, really, and I think Mickey could agree with this. I know, Crisco, you'll agree with this. And Kyle, it's going to be hard for you to really grasp onto this. At least halfway to the end of the last podcast, fun was gone. See, Mickey went right into it. It just seemed like work, and we had to be here.
It was an obligation. It was like, well, people, you know, because there were a couple, I mean, honestly, like, our download numbers weren't anything near what they are right now. But, I mean, there were still people who I appreciate, you know, who've been listening to us for years.
That are still here.
Yeah, that are still listening to this show. But, I mean, you know, they liked the show, and it was kind of like, well, you know, they're expecting it, so we have to do it. You know, but yeah, like, definitely, like, I mean, for whatever we were able to piece together on mic, off mic, there was definitely a lack of fun, of joy. Yeah, and so it's like, but we set out to course correct it, and admittedly, like, it was kind of scary starting this show a year ago, because it was kind of like, well, you know, the audience, like, are they going to like it? Is anybody going to like it? You know, we think this is going to work. We think this is the best way to, like, you know, reinvent the show and go about doing things. Is anybody going to give a crap, though? especially like we didn't want to disappoint people who had like come to, you know, follow our broadcast careers for a while. You know, yeah. Even some people followed us when Lazy and I were on radio together, you know, and followed us all the way up until here. It's like, are they going to like it? Is it going to be any good? Is anybody going to care? And I mean, obviously you do, because a year later, like I said, we're seeing those numbers, and it's been awesome. It's been a wild ride. So thank you, seriously, yeah. Listener, for giving a crap.
And in some ways, that's like following your guys' progress, actually, because I listen to the other podcasts here and there, and you know, I've heard what you guys have been doing over time. Like, this really is refined. Like, you guys have taken something, you've molded it, and I'm just glad to be able to kind of jump in on your coattails here to like just walk in, and it's a fully like produced, like we're in this room, like they got their stuff together. I mean, it's great. It really is nice to just walk in and be able to have a good time and make something that's going to be listenable.
Dude, we are thrilled to have you. Aww. You are like, you like saved the day, because like, you know, when we started this show, and we love you too, man. Yeah. When we started this show, we had Ian Hunter was our fourth dude on the microphone here. And
oh, Mickey's face when we said that name. What happened?
He left us for better things.
Yeah, who does that, right? Who betters themselves at our expense? Where do they get off?
Apparently Ian. Hi, Ian.
Because we know he still listens.
Uh-huh.
But he moved on. He got a job in real radio far away from here.
He got a real job.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to say it's because of us, but very coincidental.
Yeah.
Just saying, right after he was on this show, he got a really good job.
Right, right. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe that happens for somebody else on the show here. I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know.
It could be a seat you're in. It could be anything. You know?
It better not, though.
I swear to God.
But Kyle, you came in, like, you know, he left. We weren't sure what we were going to do, because like we had molded this thing, you know, with the four of us. And like, you know, we take one of those pieces out. It's like, how are we going to, you know, how are we going to keep this going? Like, are we going to find someone who gels and gets the chemistry and like gets the concept and makes the show fun in their own way? And we didn't find that person, but we did find Kyle. That I'm kidding. I'm totally
willing
kidding.
To show up. I mean, that's one part.
No,
I mean,
dude,
that's very important.
Yeah, you stepped in, and I remember when after that first time you were on the mic with us, you left, and E and I looked at each other, and we were like, "Oh my God!" It's like he was built just to be on this show. Like his entire existence was made for this.
Oh no, the show better do well. Then. I got nothing.
Sorry. This is it.
Now, if this tanks, yeah, your destiny is gone.
Now, to make it a little embarrassing for Mickey, one thing I think me and Crisco could both agree on, from the last show to this show, you are so much better at talking now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think I've changed.
No. What happened?
I added, like, four more words.
Okay.
She started reading. Expanded that vocabulary a little bit.
It came back to being fun.
Ah.
It was not a snooze fest.
Right.
That kind of helps a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot.
And she's been consistent, which is more than we could say for, you know, females on this show in the past.
My God.
Or on shows in the past, podcasts that we've done in the past.
Yeah, you don't understand. We went through, what, like four?
Oh, God, dude. There were so many.
It was, seriously, Kyle, like, we went through... Yeah, there was like four.
Yeah, I remember seeing all the girls that you guys had like on the other
don't
podcast.
Don't say that.
Yeah, don't say it in that way.
Well, and I'm just, I was wondering what the heck was going on. Like, is there behind the scenes like relationship stuff going on and then they going to do that and then she's got to leave and get the heck out of there? Like, as a listener, I don't know what the heck was going on. I just knew that.
It was the mystery of it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that's, I like that,
no,
the mystery of it.
They are off and doing their own thing. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Keep it down. Keep it down back there.
What do we say? All right. They're fine. All of them are fine.
But it's been a blast, I mean, this past year. And like I said, we're still learning. We're still growing. But, I mean, some of the stuff we have been able to do, you know, talk to Greg Grunberg.
That was cool.
Talk to Trish Stratus. You know, we've been able to, you know, get some people responsible for viral videos and stuff on the line, you know, to give their thoughts on things. The zombie apocalypse guy, you know, on the show later today, we're going to have a guy who was responsible for a viral video. I mean, it's been an awesome experience. You know, we've learned a lot. We're continuing to learn. We're continuing to get better, I hope. And I mean, so I'm looking forward to what this year might bring.
We're forgetting one big thing. 88.5.
Yeah, huge. Right. Yeah, we actually ended up on the radio in our home market here, 88.5 FM, WRKC.
RKC.
Which was a big step for us because, hey, we actually feel like real legitimate broadcasters now.
Ooh, the show did something.
I can't think of another podcast that's actually like
on the radio,
syndicated. But yeah, on the radio, like that's a huge step. So I really appreciate you guys, you know, picking us up and letting us come into your station and broadcast out your.
Don't do that with your finger,
spirit finger.
He has jazz hands.
The college has things against that. We can't do that.
They can't see it. It's fine.
It's out there.
Mickey, think of the millions and millions of people listening to this show on the radio and online who have a crush on you.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm a very scary individual, even on the radio.
And all I have to go off of is that you keep saying no. Yep. So when they have their fantasies, they just hear you going, no.
Nope. So it's like you're married to Mickey. It's like a real life relationship.
Say it. Say it. You know you want to. I'm okay with that.
Oh, well, yeah. I wasn't thinking that, but that's okay.
Sure. Yeah. That's our other thing.
Yeah. So honestly, listener, I mean, if you're new, welcome. I mean, you know, you're a part of our family now. And if you've been listening since day one, or if you've been listening to for years, you know, different stuff that we've done, thank you so much for sticking with us through all this time. We absolutely love you guys.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like about the show? What do you want us to change about the show?
What do you want to see us do? Send us stuff. Freaks@freakaccident.com. We'll send you a free sticker if you include your mailing address.
A little email right there.
So, I mean, again, thank you so much for everything. We can't wait to do more for you. Happy first anniversary, guys.
Yay.
A freak accident. On the way next, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Show.
I want a divorce.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Yes, I love technology. But not as much as you see. But I still love technology. Always and forever.
Fish puppet. Technology!
I love it.
Yeah, you know, last time we were on this show together, we talked about the hottest gadgets of last year, 2016.
And now we're talking about the hottest ones that are coming out.
Yeah, in 2017. The Consumer Electronics Show is always a big event at the beginning of every year where like they kind of show you, hey, here's all the cool stuff you can look forward to in tech and gadgets and things this year. One of the really cool things, the thing that's trending everywhere right now, is has to do with Lego.
Lego is actually making a toy to make kids smarter, which is crazy to think now. You have those Hatchimals that just create nightmares.
They're Furbies in an egg.
Yeah, that don't teach anything. And this is unbelievable, these Legos.
Yeah, it's really cool. This is kind of in the spirit of their old Mindstorms kits. Did you have one of those when you were a kid?
I didn't. I know about them.
I did. I had one. Yeah, it was awesome. And this is the thing. It's actually, I've seen people say the language of the future is programming language. Okay, being able to program
01001,
right.
Yeah,
or C++ or whatever. But basically being able to program a website, a software, whatever, because computers are slowly taking over, or not so slowly, taking over everything. So it's like you're going to have to learn how to program to survive as we move forward in time. So what these kits are doing is it's basically kind of like Mindstorms, because what you could do with Mindstorms is you could build your own robots and have like moving parts and everything else, and you could program it how to behave. I used to do that.
That's awesome. I had like a boat. That was my Lego thing. It was a boat, and I couldn't put it together. So he made a robot. That's
so cool. He couldn't even put together a boat, and I managed to build a fully functioning robot that was able to walk around my house and not bump into stuff.
I hate assembling things. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Right? Hate.
Well, then you're not going to like this.
No. Yeah. Last year, Lego launched the WeDo 2.0 robotics kit to teach science and tech concepts to elementary students. And it's basically the same thing as the Mindstorms was.
Yeah.
It teaches you how to like build a robot or some like a car.
It's like Kinects. Like,
right, yeah. Or like a hand, you know what I mean? You could build like a Lego hand or something that'll grab something, you know what I mean? Or you can build like some kind of machine. Like I remember the one concept in the one Mindstorm set was like it would sort your Legos. Like you could build a Lego sorting thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that was pretty cool. But it's basically the same exact thing. The boost, last effort about coding for consumers, the latest effort, I should say, rather than focus on education, the boost kit comes with a move hub, a Lego brick with a tilt sensor to power the Lego creations, special bricks with a motor and sensors gauge surrounding colors and the distance from objects in its path.
So they're able to build stuff. I saw something on there like robot animals. Yeah. And trucks and everything like that. And
drones. You can build a Lego drone.
And yeah, these people that are paying like $790 for a drone, these kids are going to build them right in their house.
You know, one of these kids is going to build the Terminator out of Legos and is going to cause the downfall of human society. I mean, I'm okay with that. Fighting Lego creatures sounds awesome.
Well, it's the perfect T-1000 because you shoot it, the Legos fall off, and it just puts itself back together.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking more the Legos fall off and you can't walk anywhere because it's going to hurt your feet.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
There is no... I don't care. Childbirth? Step on a Lego. You'll come close, okay, to the pain. Believe me.
There's always, you know, when there's twins or, like, close... aged brothers, there's always a smart one and then there's the not so smart one. Guess which one I fell into.
Uh-huh.
There's 8 years apart and I'm still the stupid one. But I'm wondering, like they'll get them both the kit, they're close in age, and be like, hey Johnny, what did you build?
I built a house.
Okay Jimmy, what did you make? I built a living organism. And he also went through puberty real fast.
There's a lot of other stuff coming to the CES, though. The Samsung Quantum Dot curved monitor.
This is crazy. Like, yeah. How the resolution in this is...
I'm so sick of upping resolution. Like, you've got the 4K Ultra now is the new thing.
They're the same company that caught fire, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We're assuming these things explode? Is that what you're getting
at? I'm going with it.
Okay, yeah. But the resolution, like, now we're getting 4K Ultra. Like, we've said this before. How soon until it's just, like, exactly life? Or how soon until it looks... I think it's right now. Like, I've watched a couple Blu-rays where I'm like, man, the resolution in real life sucks after watching that movie.
Yeah, someone needs to up the HD outside. Someone unplug the cable because this TV's way better.
About this? Like, a precision cooker, a Wi-Fi precision cooker.
That's great.
Huh?
What, does everything need to be plugged into Wi-Fi
Yes,
now?
Apparently.
Yeah. Like there's going to be a shaving razor next that, like, you know, plugs into your Wi-Fi.
I'm confused. How does a precision cooker need Wi-Fi?
Maybe from
your
phone.
That's my point. I don't know.
No, you're on the couch and you're just controlling it from your couch. Maybe,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you can control the heat from, like, somewhere else. So if you have a... you're cooking something in a slow cooker.
Yeah,
you're at work. Boom.
Oh, that might work. Yeah, you might be able to adjust.
Mickey's brain just popped. She actually just reality hit her, and it popped. Not everybody's home to cook, but they want a home-cooked meal.
Look, I can cook from across the room, even though I need to actually be over there to load all the ingredients and crap into the stupid
thing.
Yeah,
I'm wondering about that part, too.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, a
crock pot.
Yeah,
yes.
A crock pot. But if you have to adjust the levels...
You don't have to. There's two. High and low and off.
Well, maybe.
Oh, and warm. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
not warm.
There you go. What if you need to change it? I mean, if you're
You shouldn't have to. You should know how to cook.
No, we've all been there. You're on the toilet, and you're playing on your phone. You're going to be there a little bit while. You know what I mean? And then your soup boils down. By the time you get downstairs, your ramen's burned. So with this, you turn it on. You got your Wi-Fi on your phone. Adjust the temperature. Everybody's happy.
It's not a crock pot.
How many times did you have to slow cook your ramen? You just want to feel fancy?
I'm just happy to have food.
He loves it when the ramen noodles just fall apart the moment you put your fork in it.
Yeah, they just melt in my mouth. And not in my heart.
Neurometrics pain relief wearable.
What?
Some kind of individual suffering from chronic pain.
Oh.
Wearable device may be among the most interesting products on display at CES 2017. The approach to providing pain relief, which was cleared by the FDA, this device is worn on the upper calf and works on tapping into the body's natural pain control systems to block pain signals.
Oh, here I thought we were pumping drugs into people.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
That is very useful, and it's good for humanity for that.
Oh, here you go. A doorbell that sends a video signal to your phone. So, like, somebody rings the doorbell, you look at your phone, and it, like, you get a video of who's standing outside your door.
What was that movie, The Purge?
Oh, yeah.
But that's good for elderly people, especially if they know how to work the phones like that.
That's good for me, because somebody comes to my door and I hide.
Do you get to leave messages at the door?
Right, like you don't do that? Somebody knocks at your door and you just answer it? Like, I'm run.
This is one thing I do like. There's going to be a lot of wireless chargers. I like the wireless charger thing. Like, not having to worry about freaking having a plug, carry your plug with you everywhere. You just put it down on the wireless charger and boom. Start charging.
Do you know where that got, why that got big?
Why?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No joke. Yeah. All the, if you go to a Best Buy or something, all their, you know those ones that have a self-charger, they have one charge?
Yeah.
They're all sold out all the time. And it's because of that game. That's why they're making it, because of mobile games becoming so popular.
Oh, the Robo C2 3D printer. 3D printing is becoming a real big thing now.
I love it because you can make a couch. Like, I don't need to buy one. I'm going to print a couch.
Of all the things, I'm going to 3D print a couch. You can 3D print, you know, an airplane. 3D print, you know, a gun. You know, I've seen people do that. You're going to 3D print a couch.
Can I sit on a plane in my house and watch football in my underwear?
Sure, if your living room is big enough.
No, it isn't. I need a couch.
Make it a really small airplane.
Yeah, 3D print a new living room and then put your airplane in there.
You can't because it's in your living room.
Inception.
You'll blow up your house.
So let us know what you're looking forward to from the CES, though. There's so many freaking things.
And it's going to be going on while you're listening to this.
Maybe next week we'll even do a wrap-up, see what some of the cool stories were to come out of it. So freaks at a freakaccident.com. Up next, a cat adoption video that will steal your heart.
Oh, it's so amazing.
On a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to a freakaccident.com and click on connect. That's a freakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Meow, 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 meow.
I like chicken, I like liver.
Meow mix, please deliver.
Meow, 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 meow.
I speak cat. I'm sorry, cat knees.
Terrific.
I always remember that song.
You know, we all love animals. Mickey, not so much cats, right? Dogs?
I like cats, but yes, we have four dogs, so no cats in the house.
Crisco, you and I, we're cat people.
No, I am a dog person. I inherited three cats from Hello Nurse, so I used to not like cats so much. Now I do like cats, but I still prefer dogs. But yeah, I do dig cats now.
I'm a Mew man.
He's a Mew man.
That's right, ladies. I'm a manly man.
I'm just allergic to cats. And that's weird because I grew up with them. So you don't know what it's like to like sneeze 20 times in a row and always be itchy and not know why. Until you move out and then you find out, oh, I'm allergic to those furry things that are around my house.
Do you like dogs, though?
Oh, I love dogs, yeah. I mean, I love cats. It's just that my body rejects them. Right? It's not, what am I going
to
do?
You're not supposed to eat them.
Hairless cat.
But so, I mean, we all love animals. I mean, I most people do. I mean, it breaks your heart when you see, like, you know, all of the situations with animal adoptions and things. Yeah. All the animals that need homes. You know, there's so many. And it's like a lot of it's a result of people not being responsible with breeding. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
not being responsible.
Well, that too.
I think another thing that, like, makes people kind of divert away from the problem of these places getting overpopulated and everything is you have the Sarah McLachlan thing where it becomes too sad, and you turn it immediately off, not getting the message, just going, it's too sad, it's too sad.
A lot of people do that. I do that. Those commercials come on, I'm like, click the channel, no, I don't want to cry.
Well, that's why this guy's video was so perfect.
It has gone viral. It's all over the internet right now. You've got to check this out.
Has your goldfish lost its novelty? Do potted plants not excite you like they used to?
Then come on down to Fur Kids Furry Animal Emporium. We've got everything you could possibly want in a furry life companion.
Come see our fine selection of quality cats.
You like black cats? We got the blackest cats you've ever seen. It's like midnight inside a coffin over here. You like sleepy kitties? We got the sleepiest kitties you've ever seen.
So, this guy did this video for furkids.org.
It's almost like a furniture salesman,
right?
Or something,
yeah,
like that.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen the full video, which you might have, with how popular it's gotten on the internet, if you haven't seen it, head to freakaccident.com. We've got it there. You can check out the full video. But we decided, you know what? This is such a big deal,
a huge cause.
We've got to talk to the person behind it. So we thought we would do exactly that, and now we are thrilled to welcome to A Freak Accident the new face of furkids.org, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Preston. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. You are the most popular dude on the internet right now. Did you see this coming?
No, this is completely out of left field. I mean, I was just goofing off for fun with my friends. And, man, I got my phone blown up with people telling me to check Reddit. I completely never saw this coming. This is really making my day.
And this should really make your day. Your people, you have people now, are really pushing you, saying that there was no script to this video that we've seen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, working with people is hard enough, but working with cats, if you're trying to make them do anything on purpose, you're just going to get your heart broken. Like that high five I got in there, if I'd been trying to do that on purpose, it never would have happened.
Oh, dude, but, that's a million-dollar shot then that you got there.
And I just, like, totally out of nowhere. I had no idea that was going to happen.
You know, I honestly thought in the video when you got the high five, it looked like you actually went, like, yes! You know, like, real quick. I was
I was kind of just joking, like, he was going to snub me or something, but he actually went for it. I was like, oh, my God. Did you get that on tape?
You know, it's funny. You're talking to us. We are based out of the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area of Pennsylvania. And I don't know if you know this, but people are describing you as a very historical person in Scranton. People are saying you're the next Michael Scott of The Office.
I've been browsing through the Reddit comments for the last hour, and I keep seeing that coming up. Frankly, I think it's delightful. I would totally be into pulling a Michael Scott. I don't even work in video. I work in rental management. It's the perfect fodder for a Michael Scott routine.
Paul,
to play that up.
I got to tell you, you just said that, and you're not seeing our face expressions right now, but we all kind of went like, what? Like, you know, so honestly, like, how did you end up getting to do this? Like, how did you decide one day, oh, yeah, you know what I'd like to do? Make the most popular video on the internet for furkids.org. Like, where was the inception of this idea?
No, I think I have to give a lot of credit to just dumb luck and serendipity. I mean, for years and years, I've just been making goofy videos with a cheap little Vixia Nokia camera, putting them together with iMovie HD and just entertaining myself and my family and friends. I completely did not predict anything I made would make it to, I mean, there's newspapers writing about this, apparently. This is just unprecedented. It was like I branched off into an alternate reality or something. Like, nothing makes sense anymore. Who let this happen?
Well, I can tell you, you're a hero in this room because all of us in this room are big-time animal lovers, and you did a lot of help for furkids.org. How many animals do they end up saving, like, in a year, give or take?
I am the wrong person to ask, but fortunately, one of my people saw fit to set me up with the info ahead of time. I can tell you, last year, they adopted over 3,000 cats and dogs. They have about a 10,000-square-foot shelter in Doraville, a dog shelter in Alpharetta, and 13 PetSmart and Petco adoption centers. They're pretty much the biggest cage-free, no-kill shelter in the Southeast.
That's awesome. So how did you get hooked up with them?
My sister, Helen, who I'd like to give a brief shout-out to for setting all this up and coming up with the idea originally and getting me in touch with the folks. It's a nice work, Helen. Has been a very enthusiastic and supportive member of the Trap Shelter Spay Neuter Adopt program in Georgia. And she knew of my videos. She knew my style, my approach to filmmaking, my oeuvre so far. But and she just came up with the idea of, hey, you should do a commercial for my cat shelter. And I was like, yeah, all right. And I showed up, and we spent like a half an hour getting random shots, and I spent a couple hours putting them together and recording some music, and apparently people liked it because it's really taken off, so it's paying off. All those goofy videos are good practice, apparently.
Paul, the question I keep coming back to is that normally when you see people do commercials or you see them on TV, like adopt a pet, it's usually sad. You have Sarah McLachlan in the background, and she's like, you know, the arms of the angel, and can you adopt these pets for $1 a day or whatever? What made you, and I know you said your style, but what made you decide to take a comedic approach to this?
Well, I think, give credit where credit is due, I'm not active very much in actual pet adoptions. Like, it's pretty, one of the reasons is it's pretty heartbreaking work. You have to deal with a lot of pathos and separation, and it's sad wanting to help all those animals. So I kind of lucked into not being stressed out over all that. I was kind of an outsider who just got to play with the kitties for a day. So it made it possible to, like, put that out of my head and just goof off and play with cats for a day.
Well, this couldn't happen at a better time either, frankly, because, I mean, now that this is taking off, a lot of these animals are going to get adopted because of this video. And, I mean, especially after the holidays when there's that whole thing where people get their loved ones or whoever, a dog or a cat or whatever the case might be, and they find out they don't want it, and then they have to end up taking it to a shelter, and then the animal's without a home for a while. So this is like, you're doing God's work out there, man.
Yeah, I've heard some of the horror stories, and it's so heartbreaking, but I really hope that at least a little bit of good can happen because of this.
So what's next for you? Have you been getting calls from like big studios and things like that trying to get your movie rights?
My agent is fielding requests so far. I'm pretty satisfied working in rental property management. It's been treating me pretty well.
High class.
I'm actually, the reason I'm getting so late to find out about all this, I like just found out later today. I turned on my phone and it just exploded. I'm up in the mountains working on a novel. I'm trying to finish writing a murder mystery that it's taking forever, but hopefully someday it'll be finished.
Just out of curiosity, and I want to make sure, and I'm not claiming this is true, you're not committing that murder in the mountains, are you?
Don't worry. It's highly unrealistic and improbable, so no worries.
You never
also,
said no.
The guys I made the videos for have agreed to let me do a whole series of Fur Kids videos. So expect new ones. Up and coming.
Oh, man, we're going to be looking at that very, very closely. Well, I can't wait to read your book. And thank you again so much for bringing attention to, like, you know, the animal cause and the need for adoption.
And if these guys, furkids.org, they're based out of Atlanta, Georgia, but you can always make donations. We have the link over at afreakaccident.com.
And you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter at FURKIDSINC. So, Paul, again, looking forward to that book. Well done, man. Thrilled that you were able to talk to us today. Paul Preston!
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. With y'all. Have a happy 2017.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
This definitely was not the quality of her New Year's Eve performance.
And you know, in past performances, she was able to pull that kind of stuff off.
Yeah,
but
because she lip-synced well in those instances.
Yeah, maybe that was the reason.
My comment on social media was, kids, this is why it pays to support and follow real musicians with actual talent rather than someone who is literally entirely it's a facade. Her entire existence was created in a studio by an audio engineer, a talented one. But one who, you know, through many, 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 many layers of audio processing and reverb and all these different little tweaks and EQ adjustments made her sound good and made her enjoyable. Because when you take all that away, this is what you actually get.
My tweet was, I learned something in 2016. I could sing just as good as Mariah Carey.
Seriously. Seriously, though.
As we all heard in the beginning.
I don't know if I put this all on her voice. Like, I don't know where to go with this, because I don't know if it's like a technical glitch. I mean, I don't agree with lip syncing at all. But I believe in my heart that she can sing.
It's more...
Wow, you got really sad.
Don't steal the dream from me!
Well, why don't you play some of that for
yeah,
us?
Sure.
Just for anybody...
She's just standing there.
And she was walking back and forth. This song, so we'll just sing. It went to number one,
and that's what it is. Okay. Feels like a dream. And there it went. She was so visibly mad. The backup vocals. None of them did.
My favorite part is, like, at one point there's this shot where the camera pulls out and, like, it pans over the crowd, like, as people would be enjoying the concert, and everyone is just standing there stone still, and they're just staring at the stage like, what's happening right now?
Talk about the worst moment for something like that to happen.
Yeah. My favorite part is that she kept walking back and forth, like Mickey pointed out, across the stage, just going, well, it's New Year's, y'all. Like, she kept just saying, like, it's New Year's. What are you going to do? It's New Year's. Like, that's not making it better. No one's enjoying this.
Okay, I'm just going to note this. As a singer, if I have 15 monitors in front of me and I notice they're all off, I'm going to pan that stage as much as I possibly can to find one that is working, to find out where I'm at. I think she did everything she could to hear herself with, what, 100,000 people in downtown New York?
Team Mariah! Up here.
Well, yeah, boom. But then you found out that she didn't actually sound check.
Oh.
Was that her fault?
Well,
we don't know.
Whose fault was it? She actually, that was before they even started the night. It was a trend on social media that I guess her people were asking what time the ball dropped.
Midnight? Mm.
So I'm going to bank on that being her fault there, Ghost Rider.
You see...
No.
The one...
You show up to your sound check.
I'm going with they probably didn't have one because it's live.
I don't think that was the problem because the first song was fine. The last song was fine. And if you heard when we were playing that right there, she goes, some of the vocals aren't here. Yeah, they put in the regular track instead of the lip-syncing track. That's what happened. They put in the karaoke version. So she didn't have the voice to lip-sync. That's why she didn't know what to do.
Okay, I didn't see the first one. I only saw the one where she was missing singing and then the second one where she was missing singing.
The new song was fine.
Didn't see that one.
Yeah.
It wasn't that fine.
Well, it was what was recorded, and you were able to hear it. But, man...
You know, they still do rehearsals for those live events. They still do that.
Sometimes they do, not always.
For a live event that's going to be seen by a billion people?
Well, could you imagine if it was like Kanye West or somebody? They're like, I think we got off easy. Like, the world got off easy. Because that is like... He would have threw the mic at somebody. You know what I mean? Live
True,
TV,
yeah.
He would have been cursing, and it would have been like...
I'm honestly shocked she didn't walk off stage.
Well, she walked off when Ryan Seacrest went to thank everybody at the end. And there's Gloria Estefan just throwing up her hands like, what?
Yeah.
And then Ryan Seacrest makes fun of her by going, maybe someone had too much champagne, darling, which is how she was talking the whole night. Yeah, she was probably blasted.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened. And then did you see what she said afterwards about Ryan Seacrest?
No.
She goes on and she goes, well, I'm just saying, if Dick Clark was still alive, none of this would have happened.
Wow. I mean, that's probably true, admittedly, because I hate Ryan Seacrest.
Well, that's a bold statement to make. How are they going to disprove that? He's dead. You can't say, well, let's see if it's right.
I can prove it. When she was on, when she did her act, when Dick Clark was running things, everything went fine. Bam. Done.
Ouch.
Ryan Seacrest, you suck.
Now I get that.
Get off my television.
Now I get that movie. Put down the cardboard because I just got served.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I don't know. I think she sucks, just like most, you know, pop singers and pop artists. I mean, enjoy real musicians, kids, and you won't have this problem.
Well, who was on after that? There was an actual band. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I want to say like Lionel Richie or somebody was on there.
How come he did so good?
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, yeah. I was like, that is how it's supposed to go.
Oh, wait, no, yeah. The sound worked fine for literally everybody else that night except for Mariah. It didn't work for either of her two songs. Oh, okay. I believe that.
That makes me think they just kind of
threw
that's
right why page. You're asking me whose fault it is? Well, we have a common denominator here, so.
I think musicians should chime in on this.
No, don't. I'm right, and everybody else is wrong. I'm right, everybody else is wrong. It's
okay,
fine.
I'll chime in, guys.
Hey, he did produce that amazing song at the beginning of this episode.
Yeah,
so.
What song did you produce for us, Mickey?
Three of them. They're on the internet. I'm not talking about it. Yep.
What?
Yeah, my old band.
No. I said for this show.
Oh, none.
For
thankfully.
This show. Yeah. So you got nothing. I made the most recent hit.
Yeah.
And the one before that, yeah. Trapped in the Closet. You could have heard that on the Best Of.
That's right.
Go to a free
Never performed live.
Yet.
I performed that live right here. Watch, go hit it.
Okay,
you ready? All right, ready?
We're back.
Sorry, there's something wrong with my vocals.
Don't worry, it's New Year's, y'all.
It's New Year's. New show, y'all. New show, y'all. We're good.
That was hysterical, though. I laughed.
Yeah, no, so...
And laughed again. And then cried at the state of music, and then laughed some more.
And then I watched...
You okay?
Booms.
My hair got caught in my headphones.
It still is.
What are we talking about next?
Next is football! On a freak accident!
check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
This is one of the last times we're going to get to do this, so we better enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Was there a plane going down in there?
Yeah, I think I heard a niner.
Yeah.
I just imagine like an orchestra, you know, like cymbals going and fireworks.
Yeah, I just hear like, oh God, the terrorists win again.
Oh. We'll never forget.
Anyway, welcome to the football segment. Well, the season's over. The regular season, anyway.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm happy to call this one quits. Vikings beat the Bears in the last game of the season after losing two games prior to that.
It was like 38-10 or something.
38-10. At that point, they're like, did the Bears even start their starters? Like,
well, yeah, they don't have anything to play for, I don't
no,
think.
No, so. the Lions and the Packers are at the top of that division.
Yeah, so I think they were playing for pride.
Yeah.
And
we beat your pride to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, I just want to put this year behind me, though. What a terrible season.
What a good
season.
Start, and then everything blew
so
up.
So much promise up through week five, and then the bye happened, and it was just downhill from there.
Here's the great thing. You still have promise on that team.
Yeah.
It's just your team got obliterated with injury.
Yeah, the injuries all happened in, like, the first 4 weeks.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Same thing, with the Bengals. It was a lot of injury. AJ Green constantly in and out. I could take. We won our game against the Ravens, which is always great to beat a division. I love beating division rivals no matter what. But the one thing I'm taking from this, with AJ Green always being out, we found other receivers. Andy Dalton found out he has other weapons now.
Yeah.
Not only that, we found out with Giovanni out and with Jeremy Hill busted up, we don't need a Phillips head. We don't need a Flathead. We just need a Rex Burkhead. That's right. That running back, he's the guy that runs with passion. Like, he's such a short little guy, but he doesn't stop. There's 10 guys on him, and he's still going.
He's like, oh, my God, I'm starting in the NFL!
Rudy! Yeah. Rudy. Yeah. So, you know what? I'll take it. You're not going to make it to the playoffs every year. Let's see what happens next year. Guess what? Vikings and Bengals are undefeated in 2017.
That's true. Yeah. Although I am upset that the big Super Bowl is not going to happen. Vikings Bengals
next year.
That was supposed to be Super Bowl 51.
They didn't want to waste it in Houston.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay.
Don't give it to Houston. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Wait until it goes to Vikings Stadium.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. See.
Then we'll have home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
Nah. We'll travel. Bengals. Yeah. Yeah. Steelers, on the other hand, they're gonna walk right into the playoffs. They
almost gave the Browns their next win, though.
To be fair, they didn't.
Which the only thing I was looking forward to this season after the Vikings were so terrible, I wanted the Browns to go winless. I wanted to see another winless season in my lifetime.
But they won prior to that.
Yeah, they did. They won one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they won one game.
Their final record is 15-1.
Yeah.
Or 1-15.
Yeah, but Kyle, don't feel bad about your Steelers. You didn't have the three Bs. You didn't have Bell, Brown, or Ben in. So it was like a watered-down Steelers.
I'm saying, like, it's 27-24. You almost gave the Browns their second win.
No, I didn't see this, but were there 1,000 flags going? Because that's every game I see with the Steelers.
No. There was nobody playing. Like, literally, the Browns started all their starters. And
also, that would explain why they almost beat the Steelers, because Steelers are like, ah, let's give like the fourth string a game to play.
My heart breaks right now for Mickey.
I have not been paying attention at all.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, you guys would have been Super Bowl contenders. Then Derek Carr goes down.
Then Matt McGloin from our own area.
He, funny enough, tore his groin. I think that's what happened to him. Regardless, so then they had to go down to Connor Cook, rookie out of Michigan State.
Yeah.
He's a great quarterback, but
he's a rookie.
He's never started before. He's never played with the first team before.
Do you want to talk about heartbreaking? I was really rooting for the Raiders this year. I wanted to see them go to that Super Bowl. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but it's like,
I want to see them get a win.
Yeah, how long are they going to last, you know, with literally on their third-string quarterback?
I'm all about the Chiefs now. Why not?
Yeah. Literally, I'm about anybody but the Patriots. That's fine. I'm okay with anybody else but the – even Dallas.
Dallas would be a neat story.
Historically, I hate Dallas, but, like, they've been so bad for so many years now, it's kind of like, all right, I can get on board with Dallas, you know, heading to the Super
Bowl. And it's the
rookies. Yeah.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, Dak Prescott. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, just make it stop there, not four in a row.
Yeah.
That would be great. So then we have this weekend.
So the only two teams from this group who are in the playoffs are Oakland and Steelers.
Yeah.
So the Raiders have Houston Saturday, and Miami is at Pittsburgh on Sunday.
And then the two other games happening in the wild card playoffs.
Detroit and Seattle Saturday night, New York and Green Bay Sunday afternoon.
Those are going to be some good games.
It will be. Now, with that said, you ready to prognosticate for the wild card round?
Yeah.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
You know, some would say I'm biased against the Steelers. Come on. I never talk bad about the Steelers. Except this time. I'm going to turn a leaf, and I honestly don't think they would ever make the Super Bowl. They would lose against the Patriots to begin with, but I think it's going to stop early in the wild card round. I think the new running back sensation for the Dolphins, Jay Ajayi, will run for 230 yards against the Steeler defense, which is spectacular. And, well, obviously they would win the game.
Prognostication!
Who's this kid, the third-string quarterback for Oakland?
Connor Cook.
Connor Cook. All right, I'm going to say Connor Cook is going to absolutely blow everyone's mind.
Nobody, I
hope so. Nobody's going to see this coming. The Raiders are going to be given new life when he throws for more than 300 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
My God.
Prognostication! Eat it.
Here's the good ones.
We're going to get news that New Hampshire gets a football team and knocks the Patriots out.
That can't happen.
Oh, yes, it can.
That's not how football rules work.
Don't care.
Prognostication!
You are so weird. Why are you so weird?
But don't worry. It only gets better when we go to Kyle Mack.
Ooh, can I get some more reverb on this one? The Super Bowl, no, the national anthem will be sang by Mariah Carey. And she'll screw up the words.
And that was a freak accident, implausible prognostication.
What? At the Super Bowl? You're prognosticating for the Super Bowl.
I'm already ahead of you guys. Yeah, I'm in the future.
Why did you turn Asian during that? It was weird.
Hi, Kima! Mariah Carey! Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of A Freak Accident. Whether it was online on WRKC or wherever, I don't really care. Thank you so much for celebrating our one-year anniversary with us. It was awesome. We're glad to be back. 2017, starting off on the right foot. Cannot wait to see what this year has in store. Next week on the show, we will be having a segment which was actually teased like months ago that we never actually got around to. How many gross things have you done in your life? Yeah, we'll each take this test. We'll have you take this test as well, listener, and we'll compare notes next week on the show. So, also, thank you to Paul Preston for calling in and talking about his video.
Huge.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And make sure to visit our website. You can know where to make the donations to the animals, because that's great. Right.
AFreakAccident.com. The email address, as always, is freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Send us an email about anything. Include your address. We'll send you a free sticker. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, or wherever. Wherever you get your podcasts, just subscribe. Leave a good review on iTunes to help us climb the iTunes charts, because that really helps our show.
Huge.
And yeah, when you subscribe, we're automatically delivered to you. And if you want to come interact with us on social media throughout the week, when you're at the website, you can click connect on the menu bar. All the links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like are there for you. So thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adopt a kitty.
Do that too.
Yeah. Yes, please.
We'll be back next week with another brand new episode for A Freak Accident. My name is Chris Go.
I'm Lazy E.
Kyle Mack.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
some things in life are a given.
I don't like you anymore. Until there's a freak accident.
It's New Year's, y'all. It's New
Year's. Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.